Absolutely fantastic. I'd like to greet and welcome everyone to tonight's New Breed Call with me, your host, Bishop Wayne Malcolm, live and direct. Delighted, as always, that you could join us on the conference call. Well, I have some good news about the calls. This call is being recorded, and it will be posted in our Global Network website, which is ICANNGlobalNetwork.com, which is a social networking site for people like you and I who take our lives, our careers, our purposes and destinies very seriously. And so it will appear there sometime in the next week or so. Hopefully the next couple of days. But that's what we're going to do with the recordings from now on. Okay, so delighted to have you with us on the call. Tonight we start a brand new series entitled Fit for Purpose. Fit for Purpose, and we're going to discuss the subject of purpose. And we're going to try to understand what our purpose is. And tonight I really want to talk about how you can know what your ultimate purpose is in life. Of course, this is a big idea. It's a big subject. And without doubt, it would demand much more than half an hour to be definitive and exhaustive. But that's not what we're going to do tonight. I just want to share with you some keys, some ideas that have been a blessing to me personally. And it's my prayer that these ideas are a blessing to you. I think it's very important to live on purpose, to live deliberately and strategically and intentionally, to have a sense of direction and destination in life, to have a sense that your life has a meaning beyond the everyday grind, because that sense of purpose equals or translates to hope, and hope translates to courage. And all of the great virtues that we admire in human beings in some way emanate from this sense of meaning, this sense of purpose. You know, people have endured very difficult circumstances, you know, being incarcerated for many years, I'm thinking of Nelson Mandela. I am thinking of Auschwitz survivors. I'm thinking of people that survived the raw end and the rough end of life, the worst that life can throw at a human being. And in every case, they possessed within themselves a sense that there was more to their life than what they were seeing and feeling. There was a higher purpose. There was a point to it all. And this became hope, and hope became courage, and eventually expectation, and ultimately that expectation was fulfilled. And so there are lots of good reasons why we should embrace the idea of purpose and begin living on purpose, living intentionally and deliberately and strategically, moving consistently towards a goal. Lots of good reasons why we should do that. There are good spiritual reasons, and I will certainly allude to that because we are unashamedly Christ-centered as a ministry and as an outreach. And I will also be making reference to some of the mental health benefits of having purpose in your life, having a point to your life. And, you know, we're all familiar with folks who quit on life, opted out of life, either in the ultimate sense of suicide, but in some other senses, people have just quit. They've given up, and they're just accepting whatever life throws at them with no sense that they can control their destiny, their path. And we know how tragic that looks when someone has just lost their flame, lost their fire, lost their passion for living. I don't want that to happen to any of you. I don't want it to happen to me. So we're going to spend the next 4 weeks looking at purpose and looking at how we can become fit for purpose, how we can organize our lives and our time and our space in such a way that we are ready for what our purpose demands. So tonight, I'm asking the question, what is your purpose and how can you know? What is your purpose and how can you know? So I think I should start by saying that absolutely none of us is here by accident. It is no coincidence that you were born, when you were born, where you were born, or to whom you were born. It is no coincidence that you have appeared on planet Earth at this particular time. You know, I suppose in some sense you could have been born many years ago in a less technologically advanced world. Perhaps you could have been born in a region of the world that offered little hope for anything other than survival. But you weren't. You were born in a place and at a time when you could connect with me via this technology. And that was not an accident. It was quite deliberate. Certainly for those of us that believe the Bible, we believe that we ultimately came from God. And we came through our parents, but we came from God. And we know that God is a very deliberate God. He's a God of purpose. He's a God of planning and timing and design and objectivity. So he doesn't do anything without purpose, without plan, without design, without timing and objective. And that includes making you and me. He made us on purpose, quite deliberately, as a very intentional expression of his own infinite intelligence. And we are here for a reason. And we don't know how long we're here, but we certainly have reason while we are here. In fact, if you look at the universe, the physical universe, time, space, matter, everything in it serves a purpose. There are no meaningless objects in the universe. Everything is serving to balance out something else. If you look at planet Earth, there are no meaningless elements on planet Earth. Everything is actually serving a purpose. And there's another way for saying serving a purpose, and it's this: solving a problem. You know, anything that solves a problem is serving a purpose. And so when you look at everything that exists in the physical universe, it solves a problem for something else in the universe. If you look at the animal kingdom, you look at the plant kingdom, you look at the ocean, you look at, you know, our terrain, you'll see that everything in it is serving its purpose or solving its problem. And so the same is true of each and every one of us. We are here to serve a purpose, which means that we are here to solve a problem, and that there is a specific problem that we are here to solve. And of course, when you are clear about the problem you are here to solve, you are going to have a sense of purpose, a sense of meaning, a sense that you are in the right place at the right time to do the right thing. And with that sense, you're going to have motivation. You're going to create momentum. You're going to start moving in a direction. You'll take incremental steps towards a great goal, and you'll become outstanding, and you will become significant and even iconic because you are being you know, led by your purpose. So you definitely are here on purpose. And here's some keys and mysteries that I want to start to break down, things that I've learned in some cases the hard way. And I don't want you to have to learn it the way that I did. So I'm going to share with you from my experience and from my learning. The second key is that your ultimate purpose in life will be discovered as you go. Your ultimate purpose in life will be discovered as you go. And so a lot of people try to decide, you know, this is my purpose, this is what I'm going to do, only to find a year later that new information, new environments, new inputs have altered that picture, and the destination has changed. Many people go chasing a dream, and they think, well, this dream is my destiny, and if I can live this dream, I will have fulfilled my destiny. only to find that the dream operates like a mirage. You know, you move towards it, just before you grab it, it disappears. And this is a mystery because it's happened to me, it's happened to you. You chase a dream. It could be a business that you tried to start. It could be an initiative, a project that you embarked on. It all seems so promising. You put absolutely everything into it, all of your resources, your physical, human resources, your financial resources, and you go after your dream. And just before you grab it, it disappears. And then you're confronted with this question: did I just waste my time? Did I just waste, you know, X years of my life? Did I waste X months? But the reality is you never did waste any time at all, because the dream was designed to put you on a path. Your dreams in life, your passions, the things that excite you, are designed to put you on a path. The value is in the path. That's where all the value is, because it is on the path, on the journey, that you become so much more than you currently are. The path is the plan for transformation, God's plan for transforming you, for perfecting you, is to put you on a path. That path has its purpose, and it is to correct and to perfect you for your ultimate purpose, which sometimes you cannot see until you go. Let me give some biblical examples. God said to Abraham, I want you to get up out of your father's house, out of your country, and go to a place that I will afterward show you. And that's real straight. It's almost, it's back to front, okay? So he doesn't say, look, I'm going to show you and then you go, because that's how we tend to move, okay? Show me where we're going and I'll go. Give me a postcode, I'll put it in a sat nav, and away we go. But God said, no, 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 you go and then I'll show you. I'll show you as you go. There's a verse in Proverbs that says the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day, which means it gets brighter and brighter as you go. Many of the miracles of Christ in the New Testament were materialized as people went. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam to one blind man. And as he washed the mud out of his eyes, he began to see. But it happened as he went. There were 10 lepers who were cleansed as they went. This is a principle in the Bible called the as-you-go principle. So it's the same is true of our ultimate purpose in life. It's not a instantaneous revelation as much as it is a progressive, unfolding revelation that your dreams will pull you in a direction, put you on a path, and that path is going to correct you and perfect you and prepare you for your ultimate destiny. I just want to give one more Bible reference, and it is my favorite Old Testament character, Joseph, who had a dream. Okay, of greatness. He was dreaming lots of dreams about himself becoming very great, influential, significant, and powerful. And yet all those dreams did was put him on a path. And when he had eventually become this powerful person, he had still not fulfilled his destiny. He only fulfilled his destiny when he forgave his brothers, brought them into the land of Egypt, and began to nurture his family until his family became a great nation. Because the whole point was about growing the nation, the seed of Abraham. And so Joseph's dream was part of his destiny, but it was not his destiny. It put him on a path. The path corrected him in some ways, perfected him, but at all times prepared him for his ultimate purpose. So in this respect, key number three, your ultimate purpose is really a mosaic of smaller purposes. Ooh, a mosaic of smaller purposes. What do I mean by a mosaic? If you ever look at a mosaic picture, it's made up of lots and lots of little pieces, okay? And the closest we have to it, you know, is our jigsaw puzzles. And so your ultimate purpose is the picture in the puzzle, but the puzzle is made up of lots of little pieces. So there are lots of things that you will do with your life. There are lots of things that you will do in life. There are lots of dreams you will possess in life, and there are lots of dreams you will possess in life, lots of places you will aspire to go. But these are only pieces in your puzzle. They will eventually form a picture, and it is that picture that is your ultimate purpose. So I don't want you to get frustrated right now about, you know, I need to know now what is my ultimate purpose. No, you need to keep moving in a God direction. You need to take another step in the direction of your dreams, because as you move in the direction of your dreams, your destiny is going to unfold. As you fulfill the current purpose of your current assignment, you are going to get a revelation of your next assignment, which is going to give you a revelation of your next assignment, which is going to begin to show you what the big picture of your life was all about. So, as you go is a powerful principle. I want you to remember that. And perhaps I should also say this, you know, about discovering your ultimate purpose. So there's a difference between discovering and deciding. So like a lot of people go to university and they're told to decide what they want to be in life. Invariably, these people go on to become something entirely different than what they decided they wanted to be. There are some people, and it's amazing, who from a very early age knew what they were here to do and committed their lifetime to it, particularly in the field of athletics and sports and the arts. You know, your great violinists, your great pianists start very young because there is a sense of knowing that this is what I am here to do. But most people who are asked at school, what do you want to be? You know, they're just answering based on the limited information that they have. A lot of people go on to do a degree completely uncertain about what they want to be in their life. That's okay. The key is to do the degree and get the degree until the next piece in the puzzle starts to appear. And as you go, your great destiny will begin to appear. Before I go into the clues, let me say something about destiny, because whenever you talk about purpose, destiny always comes up. People talk about purpose and destiny. Well, you know, your destiny is your ultimate destination. It's where you're going. It's the point and the purpose of your life. And it is your destination. And one of the things we learn from the Bible is that your prophetic destination was predetermined before you were born. This is a very important thing. It was predetermined before you were born. How do we know this? There are many children that were born in the Bible for which God had prophetic announcements over their life. Okay, Samson, for example, you know, an angel appeared to his mother and made prophetic statements about his life. We know that John the Baptist, while he was in the womb of his mother, Elizabeth, that there were prophetic words spoken over his life. We certainly know of Jesus, our Lord, that, you know, his life was mapped out, you know, before he appeared. And certainly Jeremiah in the Old Testament, God said to him, before I formed you in the belly. So that says before pregnancy, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came out of the womb, I sanctified and ordained you a prophet to the nations. So Jeremiah was born a prophet. You know, Samson was born a judge and a deliverer. John the Baptist was born a prophet. He was born unto this purpose. And so I want to talk about what it means to be born and to be predestinated, a predetermined destination for your life. Because what that ultimately translates to is that your destiny is in your genes. It's in your genetic composition. It is encoded within you. It is pre-programmed, which is why when you try to do other things, okay, and you can successfully do other things, you can go off the path and enjoy it for a while, but it eventually begins to hurt and something starts pulling you back to the path. You know, this is where people get tired to say, you know what, I tried to do coaching. I tried to be a preacher. I tried to do business. It hurt me. I ain't doing it no more. And they go off and do something mundane, something secure, something safe. But within a short time, sometimes within months, in some cases within years, they can't resist the burning, the pulling, the need to come back to that place, the need to try again. They are constantly bouncing back, defaulting almost to this position that I've got to build that business. I've got to build that coaching empire. I've got to build that ministry. I've got to reach the world, whatever it is, because it is pre-programmed in you. And, you know, like Jonah, who was called to preach to Nineveh, he didn't want to do it. You know, he started to run away from it. He started to run away from his purpose. And as you run away from your purpose, every step you take is a downward step. You know, Jonah went down to Tarshish, down into the ship, down into the sea, down into the belly of the whale, four downward steps as he was running away from his purpose. And many of us know this to be true, okay? Many of us have been like Jeremiah. I didn't realize there'd be so much of a Bible study tonight, but, you know, who cares? I love it. You know, many of us are like Jeremiah. You know, Jeremiah was hated. I mean, he was really hated. And when you get the context of Jeremiah's ministry, I mean, he was the most unpopular preacher in all of the Old Testament. And this guy said, look, he ended up in prison for his preaching. And he said, look, I'm not doing this. I quit. I'm not doing this no more. I'm through. I'm going to get a regular job. When I get out of here, I'm going to just be an ordinary person. I'm going to blend in. But he then said, I started to feel, he said, I felt like fire was shut up in my bones and I could not keep quiet. This is what happens. This is how you know that you are predestined to fulfill a particular purpose in the earth, that you are predetermined and pre-programmed as though your genes are encoded with this message and you have to live it out. I suggest you don't fight it. Just flow with it. Don't fight it. It's your purpose. It's your destiny. You know, God is the judge. He decided that this is what you would be, sanctifying and ordained you before you came out of the womb. And this is very beautiful. So since your ultimate purpose and destiny is not something that you decide, but rather something you discover. And, you know, of course, a lot of people will teach, you know, you can decide your destiny. But, you know, let's just be real, okay? We made a lot of decisions that didn't pan out and that in some cases went against our pre-programming. So I would rather discover my destiny. I'd rather follow my dreams and in the process discover my destiny. So what God will give you is clues, and I'm going to give you seven clues to your destiny and your purpose. I'm not going to break them all down. I'm just going to tell you what they are because we're in this for the next 4 weeks, maybe longer. We're going to deal with purpose, you know, in this new breed call. We're going to understand it. And more to than understanding it, we're going to decide that we're going to get fit for that purpose. Okay, because that's what the path is about. The path is designed to correct, perfect, and prepare you for your ultimate purpose in life. So here are the clues. Number one, your past is a clue to your purpose. So you look back over your life, you're going to notice a story. There is a story to your life. That instead of complaining about that story, I want you to begin to read that story because that story is a clue to your ultimate purpose in life. Number two, your patterns. You're going to find certain reoccurring sequence of events in your life, much like Joseph, who was the chief steward over his father's house, the chief steward over Potiphar's house, chief steward of the jailhouse, then became the chief manager over an entire kingdom. Why? It's in his pattern. It's in his pattern. There is a pattern of your life, and there is a clue to your purpose in your pattern. Number three, your problems are a clue to your ultimate purpose. What are you struggling with? What have you struggled with? It could be that that is telling you something about the problem that you are meant to solve. Number four, your pains. What hurts you? What really hurts you about life? What has really hurt you in life? It is a clue to your ultimate purpose. When you look at the great humanitarians and the great freedom fighters and those rebels that changed the world, like Nelson Mandela or Mahatma Gandhi, these people were first hurt. Their pain, they were the pain of the plight of their people became a great clue as to their ultimate purpose in life. Number five, your passions. So I'm talking about, you know, what excites you, your energy. What is it that you would want to do if you didn't need the money and if you had all the time in the world? If you could retire today and retire rich, how would you spend out your days? That passion is a clue. Now, some people are at a stage in their growth where, you know, if they had all the money and all the time in the world, they'd just go and lie down on the beach. But you will soon find that if you are indeed pre-programmed to be, do, have, that the beach will become very boring within a week or two. And you will start to think, what can I do with the rest of my life that will give meaning? What do I enjoy? What do I love? Where am I strong? And this comes to number six. Sixth clue is your gifts and your talents, otherwise known as your strengths. Where are you strong? How are you gifted? Where are your talents? Because those talents were given to you to assist your purpose. Ultimately, they're given to you for a purpose, and therefore they are a clue to your ultimate purpose. And then finally, I want to talk about your exposure. Okay, what you are exposed to throughout your life and your environment is a clue to your ultimate purpose. So if I look back at Joseph, or let's look at Moses. Moses was exposed to Egyptian royalty, exposed to Egyptian nobility and protocol and governance and leadership and the military and construction and all of the, he was exposed to nation building before he ever knew what his ultimate purpose was. And so you got to look at, what have you been exposed to? Are you exposed to great preachers, teachers, mentors, coaches? Are you exposed to a business environment? Have you been exposed? You know, what has been your exposure, you know, in your environment? Maybe you were exposed to a lot of suffering. Whatever the case, you, these things are clues to your ultimate purpose in life. And as you read the clues, you're going to begin to get a picture of why you are here, what problem you're here to solve. And, you know, and that may not be the ultimate, but it will certainly be a piece in the puzzle. And so I want you to remember that as you follow your dreams, your God dreams, they will put you on a path. The path will correct you, perfect you, and prepare you for your ultimate purpose, which is a mosaic or a picture in the puzzle made up of many small pieces, so that whatever your hand finds to do right now, you should do it with all of your might, because that is taking you closer to your ultimate purpose. So I'm going to close with this. Bishop Wayne Malcolm is absolutely obsessed with purpose and destiny and helping believers find their purpose and fulfill their ultimate destiny. But I know that you have to be fit spiritually, mentally, physically, and intellectually. You have to be fit for your purpose. So if it's your purpose to do business, you have to be learning how to do business. If it's your purpose to do politics, you have to be learning now how to do politics. If it's your purpose to do ministry, you have to be learning now how to do ministry. And that's why we have set up the Ultimate Learning Experience Mentoring and Coaching Program. It's ICANN Global Academy. You can test drive it for 7 days for free right now, icadglobalacademy.com. Just sign up, and within 24 hours, you'll be test driving the academy with a beautiful course. Do seize the opportunity. Of course, if you're not serious about purpose and destiny, then forget about it. But if you are serious about purpose and destiny, maybe this is a key that is going to accelerate your own destiny. That's icadglobalacademy.com. I also want you to remember that this recording will be posted eventually in the ICANN Global Network, our social network, our communal space. But our training and our mentoring and coaching is available at icannglobalacademy.com. Go there now. Sign up for a free test drive. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you, and have a beautiful rest of your evening.